Alex, it's cold here at Demo, right? Is that right?
Yes, that's right. Yep.
So tell us about what your venture. You said you were inspired by PodTech.
Well, I was inspired by some interviews that I heard in PodTech. Like, literally, here's an interesting story. I was in the cab, you know, like 6 months ago in the cab in New York, and I was listening to your podcast from the previous demo. And, you know, I heard about, like, Caboodle and, like, a bunch of other companies, and I already was, like, incubating Adaptive Blue, but it was amazingly inspirational. So
I appreciate
awesome.
That. Yeah. So tell us about Adaptive Blue. You're incubating it now. What's are you presenting?
We're actually launching. Yes, we're presenting, and we're launching today. Adaptive Blue developed new smart browsing technology called Blue Organizer. So it's you can navigate to different websites like Netflix or Amazon or Wine.com, and you can grab objects. And Blue Organizer actually understands semantics of things. So unlike silly URL-based bookmarks, you're actually grabbing semantically meaningful content. And Blue Organizer allows you to organize it, and you can search through your blue marks, find information that you're looking for. And the other very interesting thing is that you can find related information online very simply. So since we're talking about podcasts, for example, if you're looking at a book, let's say Da Vinci Code, you can search for podcasts with Dan Brown, you know, on audio, for example, okay? Or you can search for pictures of a movie star on Flickr. So you can really find, it's sort of like mixing the media and going from one type of content to another.
Tell me a little about yourself. Where are you from and what's your story?
I'm originally from Ukraine. I came here in 1991, went to school here.
Where?
I went to Lehigh, and then I got master's from NYU.
Cool. East Coast? Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
East Coast base, yes.
You get the East Coast attitude.
Yes. This is,
you're a shark in the minnow pond here in Silicon Valley.
I don't know what I'm doing, but this is my second startup. The first one was successful. I sold it to IBM in 2003. And I also worked as a chief architect at a distributed computing company that is Synapse.
Nice. So you're a veteran, man.
Yeah, I've been around 12 years.
What do you think of this whole Web 2.0 thing?
I think there's a lot of good and bad. That's my personal opinion. I think there's really awesome stuff like energy. You know, there's a lot of really good ideas. I think that a lot of these ideas will need to stand the test of time. We'll see how it goes.
What's your take on the whole shift in the landscape? The web shifting, media, RSS. Is it disruptive? Is it a bubble or both? Or what's your take?
This is definitely not a bubble. My perception is this is incredibly valuable new way of doing things, of processing information.
Evolution.
It's absolutely. I don't think there's any question that we've made like an evolutionary step here. Like things like podcasts, video, pictures, mixing all of this. It's, in fact, here's an interesting thing. If you look at it from the perspective of complex systems, which is an area of science,
you can
actually notice exact dynamics of how you go from a simpler level to the next level of evolution, and undoubtedly that's what's happening.
Let's talk about complex systems, because that's actually one of my pet peeves. I study computer science, and in a complex system, which is basically what's going on now, you have an unstructured, a lot of noise, signal noise ratio. Everyone talks about that. In a complex system, it's pretty simple. You got to have a highly cohesive back end, standards based back end, and a highly flexible front end. How do you solve that puzzle? How do you make that happen architecturally as a computer scientist? How do you attack that problem as a net? If the net is a complex system, how do you organize it? How do you create coherency around chaos?
Well, that's an outstanding question, and I think I have a good answer for this. You do this, unfortunately, things that work great in nature, like self-organization, they do not work in software. You can't wait for your software to self-organize. That's why we have engineering. But the key thing is to have enough interfaces and APIs. Your software needs to be loosely coupled in the true sense of the word, so that you can then interact with other pieces of software, absorb it, and really evolve it. It needs to be agile. So agile software development is a great thing. But a lot of times in a lot of software that I've seen, chaos prevails. So you got to be very careful.
Complex system. It is a complex system, but in a good way.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, media is becoming a complex system, and the big guys aren't getting it. It's opportunity for us little guys.
Absolutely. And the reason is you can't really control such a distributed complex system. Software is simple. It's you and your team. You can control it. But if you're talking about the web and the whole dynamics...
It's high velocity.
Totally.
High velocity, highly efficient, completely unstructured, but yet structured.
it's structured in a way that we have to be able to absorb this content, right? So we have to structure. It can't be totally random, then we'll just blow up.
Alice, you're an entrepreneur. Tell the people here what you see. What's going on here at Demo from your perspective?
There's like really awesome crowd of people here. Very smart. The presentations haven't started, but I already feel like there's tons of energy. It's really positive. There is a lot of what I'm perceiving, what's not present in a lot of conferences that I've been to, is a lot of goodwill, both between like presenters and, you know, like people here, media. It's amazing.
Demo's a community. I've been involved in Demo since 1997. It's always been a community that stands the test of time. And in the era where conferences are declining, Demo has got staying power because it's an entrepreneurial community. I've interviewed five venture capitalists, tier one VCs here, all looking at investments.
Yeah.
So us entrepreneurs, it's a haven.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's a great opportunity, and you know, we're absolutely thrilled to be selected and to be able to show Blue Organizer here. It's just amazing.
Well, I'm really psyched to be associated with Chris and the guys at IDG, and thanks for your inspiration and your listening to my podcast. It's a great story. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks a lot.